All right, you guys, we have some fantastic news lined up for you today. Winter is coming, and no, I'm not talking about the snowstorm we had yesterday, or the semi-snowstorm, I should say. Also, we've got great Super Bowl ads that came on during the Super Bowl last night. Definitely want to talk about some of those, and Rogue Power Rangers. A lot of great stuff lined up for you tonight, so please sit back and relax. It's time to get real with fiction, you guys. It's time for Supafy 64. Go ahead and kick off this crazy train. Winter is coming because Game of Thrones season 5 trailer is out right now. You can go see it at winteriscoming.net. But what we really want to talk about is the fact that AMC Theaters right now is giving you a movie treatment of Game of Thrones. They're going to be playing the final two episodes of Game of Thrones season 4 until February 5th. The best part is that after the episodes air, you're also going to see a sneak peek of season 5. So that's if you are a Game of Thrones fan, this is not something that you want to miss, you guys. Going into the Super Bowl, we had some really great ads, definitely in terms of nerd news and fiction. We have what I personally have been waiting for, the freaking Heroes continuation miniseries teaser that they aired. It's not a lot if you see it. It's only about 15 seconds, but you get to see a few key characters. Everyone's upset about a few characters that aren't going to be in it. But if you're rebooting a series, I say you bring in some new characters, do it the right way from the beginning. I think they're taking a great approach to it. Everyone's really excited. I think this is going to relaunch everything from the comic books to maybe even some video games. Like, I mean, I think a new generation is getting involved with Heroes, and I think this is a great time to bring it back. Clash of Clans, which I didn't realize had so much backing. Clash of Clans did an ad during the Super Bowl featuring Liam Neeson. And if you have not seen this commercial, it's freaking hilarious. It's awesome in everything that Liam Neeson is. You have to go check that out right now. I wasn't a huge Clash of Clans fan, but I think I am now. I think I'll go check that out. We'll see. But going into more news, some little bit of a crazier news, what we are going to talk about after we come back from the break is going to be a bit of a Rogue Power Ranger. We have, unfortunately, it was reported by that Ricardo Medina Jr., who played the Red Ranger in Wild Force, stabbed someone to death. Hearts and prayers goes out to the family of the person that has passed. But there's a few things I do want to talk about before, you know, we close this subject or have anything else to report on it. Nothing speculation wise, but just what I personally believe, you know, because I had a chance to think on it and I have a lot more to say about it. But we'll get into that in just a second. You guys are listening to Supafy 64. All right, you guys, we are back, and don't forget, the website is now up and running, supafy64.com, supafy64.com. You can find all of everything that we talk about and a lot of great stuff, our bios, everyone that's been working on this great project, you can find them up on the website. On top of that, check out Dark City Comics has a new series called Epic, and it's epically amazing, you guys. You guys have to check that out. It's a superhero series. It's an amazing comic book. and you can click on it, go directly to their site, get this comic book. I'm going to be getting it. Everyone's going to be getting it. Everyone's going to have it, you guys. So go check that out. Go see if it's something that you can get into. I know as of right now, Ricardo Medina Jr. was arrested for stabbing his roommate to death. What I did want to report on this, and something I definitely wanted to talk about, is the fact that, okay, I had a chance. I was really upset about it yesterday. Everyone knows I'm a huge Power Rangers fan. I was really upset about it. I went to sleep last night. I'm really happy I recorded this getting up this morning, because I had a big chance to think about it. And what TMZ is actually reporting, because everyone is looking at the base news, the base of, okay, you know, he killed someone, you know, what's going on, you know, and then they stop reading. And so I did get a chance to continue reading. And I realized that, you know, on top of that, what also happened is that he stayed with this person, a person that he allegedly killed, and called 911, waited for them to get there, and then he was arrested. I mean, it doesn't always happen, but in most cases, you know, that's not the behavior of someone that's, you know, trying, you know, to murder someone. That's not the behavior of someone that's out to get someone, you know, to stay with them and then call the cops, or, you know, I just don't think that's the behavior of a guilty person, you know. We'll report more on this when we hear more about it, but as of right now, I stand on the fence until I hear otherwise. All right, you guys, this has been a great, fantastic episode of Super 564. Please check out the website, and if there's certain things that you want us to talk about that you aren't hearing, please let us know. We're gonna have different people doing the daily every single day. I did tonight's. Tomorrow should be Brandon from the Sub 60 Music Show, which will be up and running March 1st. I cannot wait. You guys, it's gonna be a great year for Super 564, and we're hoping that you can be a part and involved. If you would like to be a part of the show or a part of this movement, of this crazy craziness that's going on, then you can always let us know through any one of our sites, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, or just email us at super564live@yahoo.com. All right, you guys, this has been a fantastic episode. Thank you so much for listening. Check back tomorrow. We will have a brand new episode, The Daily, featuring Brandon Craig. My name is Jay. Keep fiction alive, and we will see you very, very soon.